Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, next segment, I'm covering the waterfront, getting to the huge Veritas news and so much more. But because they censored this video that had, here's the places I saw, over 15 million views, over 5 million on YouTube. Two medical doctors telling the truth. Two medical doctors reading even mainline statistics that were puffed up with people that died of other things. And telling you the truth about real germ theory and the immune system on real studies show that was deemed violating community standards. Again, in America now, that is communist Chinese level censorship where doctors, you heard about doctors getting censored in China. Everybody's all up in arms. What happens here? Oh, well, we're America, so when we do it, it's not bad. Here are the doctors they don't want you to hear from.
After testing thousands of people in their county for COVID-19, doctors Dan Erickson and Artin Massini, owners of Accelerated Urgent Care in Bakersfield, California, held a press conference to share their data along with official CDC data. Dr. Erickson reported that hospitals in California have become empty as a result of allotting all resources to the COVID-19 pandemic.
The hospitals, their ICUs are empty, essentially, and they're shutting down floors. They're furloughing patients. They're furloughing doctors because we just don't have the volume. So we're busy with paperwork for COVID, and we're all focusing on COVID.
He then went over the COVID-19 numbers for the state of California.
We've seen 1,227 deaths in the state of California. That means you have a 0.03 chance of dying from COVID-19 in the state of California.
And for the state of New York?
19,410 out of 19 million people, which is a 0.1% chance of dying from COVID in the state of New York.
And then compared these numbers to the seasonal flu in 2017.
45 million total cases in 2017 with about 62,000 deaths, or a 0.13% chance of death from flu in the United States. So the lethality of COVID-19 is much less.
He then went on to report what is happening as a result of the shutdown and millions of hardworking people losing their jobs.
Child molestation is increasing at a severe rate. We could go over multiple cases of children who have been molested due to angry family members who are intoxicated, who are home, who have no paycheck. These things last a lifetime. This isn't about a seasonal flu. These are things that will follow these people and affect them in a negative fashion for their life. And these are for me talking to ERs, talking to my doctors, and talking to people across the country and finding out what they're seeing. Spousal abuse, alcoholism, anxiety, depression, suicide.
One of the most interesting moments of the press conference was when Dr. Erickson went on to explain the immune complex and how our immune system regularly adapts to our environment.
The immune system is built by exposure to antigens, viruses, bacteria. When you're a little child crawling on the ground, putting stuff in your mouth, viruses and bacteria come in, you form an antigen antibody complex.
I'll write this down. The full report is, again, a Bandai video, and you need to spread it and get it out there. I know you've already seen it, but remember, other folks haven't. This is all just fact. Again, my dad had a black nanny who he visited till the day she died in East Texas. You know, she was an old lady. You might have to take me over there. She'd cook us pies and stuff. And the point was is that she could tell my dad's mom, my grandmother, listen, Miss Jones, you need to start letting him crawl around and eat dirt and stuff. He's going to be sickly. And even the medical doctor told my grandmother that because she kept him so clean and made the nanny keep him so clean. But then she snuck off and gave him Hindu tea, which again was boiled chicken manure. And he just got super healthy because he got the antibiotics from that. And now we know people that have Crohn's disease and all that stuff, they're giving them caplets of people that are healthy, feces. They're literally eating it and it's going into their stomach because you don't have any life in there. And that's what they're turning us into bubble people. But the old black nanny knew what to do. But of course, oh, Dr. Fauci, don't ever even shake somebody's hand. It's unbelievable. course, in East Texas, you don't call your black nanny nanny. She's a man. And the media all demonizes all that culture. But the truth is that the South isn't half as racist as the North.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So to get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. To get your orders in, at BoerStore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The human rebellion against the AI takeover has begun! Don't sit there and take it! We're men! We're humans! And our destiny is not to be slaves of scum like Fauci and Gates. So find your strength or die. He's not even finding your strength. You're finding your common sense. Let's play the World Food Director again, talking about 135 million going into starvation, 200 plus million that could starve. The numbers are an extra 2 million have already starved to death that are certified. So, you know, it's way higher than that in the last 3 months. But that's just 2 million people starving to death. It's not all sexy wearing your mask and being a hero. Well, the hospitals get paid $39,000 for every person they say dies of COVID. Let's play him one more time. Here is the World Food Director.
There are a further 135 million people facing crisis levels of hunger or worse. That means 135 million people on Earth are marching toward the brink of starvation. An additional 130 million people could be pushed to the brink of starvation by the end of 2020. That's a total of 265 million people. Our analysis shows that 300,000 people could starve to death every single day over a three-month period.
World Food Program warns at least 30 million people could die of starvation during pandemic. That is actually a low number. It's way higher than that. The UN is now admitting that this coronavirus pandemic could spark famines of biblical proportions. But it's not the coronavirus pandemic. It's the panic. The panic-demic. And the shutdown. So you see the headlines. Oh, coronavirus is the unseen death of millions. No, they plotted it all out. And the guy that tells you there's too many third world people, Bill Gates is the one running it. And I know a lot of academics that go, well, Alex, over the years having discussions with them. There really are too many people and they're hurting the earth. But then I ran into some top academics through, well, I'll just leave it alone. The point is that who got into higher level and found out the real master plan 15 years ago or so, and they got really scared. And these were like Obama supporters and stuff and people that really thought it was like, well, we don't want to have to sterilize everybody, but it's for the earth. And then they get to the higher level. And it's like, actually, we're hitting everyone and we're going to, there's a new human race coming. And it's just like, what? Did I wake up the movie V or something? There's no escaping this by lying about it to yourselves. And believe me, I don't want this to be true. Believe me. Believe me. They point blank told me, shut up or you're dead. They're not even playing games now. Well, all of us are dead. How the hell I cannot sign on to being part of killing everybody. Oh, God, help us. All right, I said I'd cover the news. You understand, folks, I know, as dark as this is, the only hope we have is being honest about how much trouble we're in. Here is a little boil down of John Roberts, now a million years ago, 2 weeks ago, saying it's all a hoax, which is now confirmed numbers, even with them taking people that died of other things and putting them on the list on the death certificate. And then it clips to the doctors. And then the new clip is from Project Veritas. The full thing's on Infowars.com. Incredible breaking funeral home directors and COVID-19 epicenter. Doubt legitimacy of deaths attributed to pandemic. Fear numbers are padded. Fear numbers are padded? See, this is the knowledge of the people. And this is how humans operate. I've noticed it's all about spoken word. If I have a government document and the scan of the virus being man-made and the Nobel Prize winner saying he checked that it's true, no one cares. Or if we have, who's the scarf lady? I always call her Bricks. How do you pronounce it? Burks. I could play you Burks a month ago saying, no, we count all deaths as COVID-19. Regardless of cause, there's the New York Post, okay? And the tests aren't even real. I watched Fauci this morning admit, well, this test, that test, no one really knows. It's for genetic material that you might have had a virus in the same family. This is the most common damn thing there is. They just made their own new patented one that's a chimera so they can own it. It's an alien. It's not of this world. Like its boss, Satan. Not of this world. And nothing bites like I do. Nothing screams out loud in the empty night. I tell you, it's out of control, ladies and gentlemen. So, it's admitted that this is going on, but it's a Project Veritas undercover, and the funeral home people think it's this, and they're being told that they are just told to put it on there. And it's a huge investigation. But Veritas is smart. People don't care about the total admission on a, up there out in front of everybody. They want the undercover thing. So great. Give them what they want. But this is how the public operates. Down here on the ground, people believe what they see. And they see somebody that dies of a gunshot wound and they put COVID on it. Or they see somebody dies of the flu and they put COVID on it. Or they see somebody that's 9 years old and dies of old age, they put COVID on it. And they're just like, well, this is a fraud. It's an admitted fraud, people. Fauci runs the damn coronavirus operation worldwide on record. But now that Trump's been tricked to have him under him, how does Trump now burn him? Because let me tell you, it's America and the third world and everybody and China winning. Just sacrifice everything for Fauci and Bill Gates. I mean, if Bill Gates said we're going to develop huge space programs and ship people off to space or something, that'd be better than just dumbing them down and killing them. All right, let's go to this little compilation. Here it is.
What do you got, baby?
If you take out the mask, Doug, the case fatality rate's like 0.1 to 0.3, according to
you. Is it really? That's reassuring.
USC.
Everybody here has been vaccinated anyway.
USC and LA County Public Health come out with a study. They found that there's 7,000 cases in California, but they really believe that there are anywhere from 221,000 to 442,000 people who were infected.
Really?
Yeah.
So that makes it 0.1, 2.0.3. Does the study think about it?
Yeah, just give it to that. So it suggests that the case fatality rate is 10.
Well, it's just
what's your right line of the
case. Yeah, exactly. So it's a hoax.
We've seen
1,227 deaths in the state of California. That means you have a 0.03 chance of dying from COVID-19 in the state of California.
And for the state of New York?
19,410 out of 19 million people, which is a 0.1% chance of dying from COVID in the state of New York.
And then compared these numbers to the seasonal flu in 2017.
45 million total cases in 2017 with about 62,000 deaths, or a 0.13 chance of death from flu in the United States. So the lethality of COVID-19 is much less.
You're putting people on that have COVID-19. If they didn't have it, you're making the death rate for New York City a lot higher than it should be.
To be honest with you, all of the death certificates, they're writing COVID. We don't know what the death certificates, whether they had a positive test, whether they didn't. So I think, again, this is my personal opinion. I think, like the mayor in our city, they're looking for federal funding, and the more they put COVID on a death certificate, the more they can ask for federal funds. So I think it's political.
But it is. Have a heart, Alex. Wear your mask. Come on. Help kill the third world. When people tell me that, I go, hey, tens of millions are dying right now in the third world because of the global depression. And remind these idiots later, when they're totally bankrupt and have nothing, that their fear did this. You licking the hand that feeds you, your ass-kissing the New World Order, has empowered the total destruction of civilization through fear.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say. Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the street, what is it like to be completely medicated? It's horrible. Feels like a punch in the stomach. I knew all this was real, but I thought the globalists were trying to put each other on and with what their end game was. It was so dystopic. It was so evil. It was so anti-human. But they mean every damn bit of it. And trusting these people and complying with them is death itself. Now, let me make the big announcement here. We are at war with China. But China is only the globalist slave farm that is used to leverage out the planet. We're shut down with regulations. They can do whatever they want. They're the New World Order's economic and military muscle now. But before they were able to finish their takeover, we got Trump in. And a pro-America faction and the government is battling to save the country right now, and we're battling right now. But big tech and the censorship that's going on is crippling the president, and his belief that he can overpower that and override that is wrong. And now, reportedly, you know, he's been getting mad at his campaign staffer because his campaign head, because the internal polling shows Trump's starting to lose numbers, which he is. Because the globalists are putting us into a depression, and it doesn't matter whose fault it is. People are getting pissed at Trump because he's not stopping it. The way to stop it is to declare that we're at war with China. It's honest. It's real. The little New World Order rats will run just like that. You show the right leadership. We are at war with Chinese spies. The globalists merged the U.S. and China in the last 20 years. They signed all these agreements. They positioned them to own Hollywood, our debt, everything. And all Trump's got to do is announce it and be public about it, and the confidence in America will go up 1,000%, and even the horrible things they've done to the economy will bounce back. But I told Trump this, and I've told him this for almost 4 years. They are never going to stop until they destroy you because of what you symbolize. And they're not going to make deals. They're not going to be pragmatic. They're not going to be logical. They want control of everything. And it's a scientific dictatorship that wants to carry out depopulation. They don't like prosperity. They don't like humans. They're not into service industry like you are, sir. So please look into it. Now, can you imagine them listening to me tell the president that on the phone? That's why they just, you know, 10 alarm fires get Jones off air. Because and Trump's like, okay, yeah, Alex, let's talk about, you know, I'm getting the stuff off the Christians. So the 501c3 doesn't mess with the churches. Isn't that good? I did what I said I'd do. And I'm going to get the taxes cut, Alex. I'm like, sir, great, wonderful. They're not going to stop until they've removed you. You need to protect yourself. You need to go to war with them and remove the moles. Now, let me tell you who the moles are. I don't sit there and take the conversations I've had with Trump as like a little dog and being pat on the head. Another thing is the president. I'm like, sir, this is what's going on. Well, now Trump knows I'm right, okay? There's no need to even talk to Trump. No, I didn't miss a call in the middle of the night last night. from somebody. The point is that they now know that I know what I'm talking about. Plus, anybody that looks at the intel knows this. I'm not the only person who knows this. A lot of people do that are smart. But if you tell the president about the globalist conspiracy and the power axis, they do come after you physically, financially. They try to put you in prison. Nancy Pelosi gets on the phone and calls up the FBI and says, I want a 20-person team on this person's ass until they're in jail, or you're going to get your funding cut. Click! Well, looks like America, you just got your funding cut. I haven't gotten to the big enchilada yet. This is so huge. This is just from Trump yesterday when he's asked a question about the Wuhan lab. And the president says, I've seen the evidence that came from Wuhan. Well, of course you've seen the evidence. Obama had the program moved to China. You know what else Obama moved to China? About 3 years into his presidency, black sites, torture sites that the United States had in areas of Eastern Europe and areas of places like Jordan got exposed. And so Obama signed a contract with the communist Chinese government to build at least three black sites in China where people are taken, including U.S. citizens, to be tortured. Now, if you'll remember, 6 months ago, I wanted to send that up the food chain because I hadn't talked to Trump, and no one I talked to that talked to him, they're too scared to tell him stuff like that. But I had another piece of info I wanted to get to the president. So just to make sure that became a big national security issue and they convened groups that wanted to indict me or kill me and, you know, do we send in a hit team? You know, Jones keeps learning stuff that nobody's supposed to know. I just brought up the Obama thing just to run up the flagpole and then tag the real info I wanted to the president onto that, which was about taking out the Chinese spies. So there's no Machiavellian calculation here, folks. I'm just telling you what's really going on because if I don't, big guy's not very happy. And I want to keep big guy happy. And I want to keep God's spirit with me stronger and better than it's ever been. And believe me, it is. It's amazing. It's a wonderful thing. I feel sorry for the Satanists. They can't enjoy this. But anybody that actually decides to have courage and stand up for life and be with God, well, God will be with you. But you understand that Trump could destroy Obama just like that. With the fact that Obama set up torture camps, underground facilities, guarded by Blackwater, XZ, Frontier, whatever you want to call it now. And you think I want to get Eric Prince to, you know, come after me? But I already knew that from one source. I got it from another source. And then I did a little bit of digging. And, of course, part of that was actually public. So why do you think China uses Frontier Services now in its takeover of Africa? Because they thought, hell, we can trust Eric Prince. The U.S. government let him run black sites. And Blackwater would just deliver the people to the CIA bases in China. And the Chinese just think this is wonderful while we're joining them in this incredible evil. I mean, in fact, you can't really call Obama and them traitors. They're worse than that. They're like splicers. They were splicing us with China. We were marrying China. It was absolutely blood brother stuff. And that's why a lot of folks are pissed at, you know, Prince. Prince has done a lot of good things, like exposing the pedophile rings and all the rest of it. I know he got cut off by Obama. They were trying to shut him down, so he got funding another way. It's all super Machiavellian. I'm not going to judge people on this. I'm just telling you, I'm going to judge Obama, who made the decision to move CIA bases into mainland China, where CIA aircraft fly people in, guarded by Frontier Services, for that to go on. I mean, you know, I have to tell you that stuff. And I will. Even though I don't want to say bye to my children, and I don't want to die. I don't want to die spiritually. So you just remember that. That's who Obama is. Okay? That's who Obama is. That's who these people are.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so it'll spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The United States of America is at war with Communist China, and collaborators inside industry, corporate America, academia, and the government. They have instituted a martial law lockdown beginning in blue cities following communist Chinese propaganda and are attempting to complete our journey into a complete depression that is already worldwide, is already rated as the greatest depression in history by every metric, that is only going to intensify if we do not immediately reopen everything and admit this is a giant hoax. But once we've committed to a lie, they know the general public likes the sissy pants around and get into all the fear. But President Trump released the bombshell info yesterday that we already know, and the media totally ignored it, confirming he's seen the evidence. The virus is man-made. It came from the Wuhan lab. Here's the president.
You seen anything at this point that gives you a high degree of confidence that the Wuhan Institute of Virology was the origin of this virus?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. And I think that the World Health Organization should be ashamed of themselves, because they're like the public relations agency for China.
President Trump yesterday saying he's seen evidence suggesting the coronavirus emerged from a lab in Wuhan, China, where the pandemic began. This is senior U.S. officials are reportedly looking into ways to hold China accountable for its handling of the virus. According to the Washington Post, the president and the White House and White House aides have discussed stripping China of its sovereign immunity, which would open the door for the U.S. government or COVID-19 victims and their families to sue China for damages. Some administration officials have also reportedly discussed having the U.S. cancel part of its debt obligations to China.
That's not enough. Declare war. We're under biological weapon attack and declare war on the deep state. I've told the president this, and so has everybody else. They have been trying to overthrow the country, overthrow the voters, intimidate everybody, plunge the economy. They admit they're doing it. They staged this giant hoax. They released a bioweapon so they can own the control of it and the tracking of it and the testing of it. And it's a medical tyranny by the eugenicist crazies. We didn't beat Hitler in World War II. We only beat one arm of the sickos. And I'm not risking my life here to have half measures with these people. I'm not going to do anything. The general public shouldn't do anything. This is complex, but the facts are there. And there needs to be a meeting with the Joint Chiefs of Staff and then a meeting with the leaders of Congress, the Republicans. And you need to decide, we're going to win this war or lose it. It's that simple. We don't have any chance unless we have firm resolve and destroy the New World Order now. You get rid of everything now. You do it now or it's over. We're entering a season, folks, where if Trump doesn't act and if we don't spread the word, none of this is going to matter anymore. It's all over, folks. And at the end, I'm not going to falter or waver. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. Okay, we're inside the New World Order now. The president's obviously the real deal and fighting it as best he can with all the fear and the fact that the average American is a lazy coward. There is a huge minority of Americans of every race, color, and creed that are hardcore, that are awake, and love God and justice. But the average person is lazy and decadent and just thinks you can act like a big sheep your whole life and wolves don't come. If you're a little bunny rabbit running around the woods and, you know, you're going to get eaten. But we're acting like all compliant and all this stuff. These big corporations have gotten away with so much corruption. They've been over in China doing whatever they want for decades. And they look at fat, dumb, and happy Americans living on the blood, sweat, and tears of our ancestors and our veterans. And guess what? That reserve is running out. And now you're going to have to stand up, and you're going to have to be a man and a woman, or you don't have any future. And so now's gut check time to decide which side you're on now. Now let's go to people taking action, who they're calling Nazis, because they had signs saying that the governor's a Nazi. They go, look, they're Nazis, swastikas, on MSNBC again, like the viewers are idiots when you got a sign saying somebody's a Nazi. They even had articles going, Jones sells a Hitler shirt. It says mass murderers agree gun control works with frickin' Hitler on it. It's not a pro-Hitler sign, and you know it isn't. But it's an attack on reality. On logic. So in Michigan, they exercised their open carry. And they went there to just let everybody know, you're cutting our food off, our water off. You're creating a depression that's already killing millions of third world. We understand we're exercising our free speech, and we're here to defend ourselves. The games are over. And I'm proud of the men of America to start to see them stand up. Let's go ahead and play this clip and go to Owen Schroeder. He's at the Texas Capitol. So again, there's some of the footage of what's happening that scared the hell out of the left. Let's go to Owen Schroeder, who's in front of the Texas Capitol for another one of these demonstrations that's taking place. They're absolutely critical so the dominoes don't keep falling. Owen, what are you seeing there today, and what's your take on Trump coming out and saying, yeah, no, it came out of the Wuhan lab, and we're going to take major action?
Well, Alex, I have to admit, it's tough to sit here and analyze this when you see Trump's measured response. Like you were saying earlier, there are no half measures to this. There are no measured responses. There's only all-out attack when we've had this perpetrated against us, and now we've had traitors within collude with the Chinese government and the World Health Organization to collapse this economy.
Of course, it's a globalist sneaky attack with all their operatives everywhere, and you can just see it all in the media loving it and then gleefully loving that everything's collapsing. These people are disgusting.
Yeah, so I don't understand why we're playing clips of Trump. You know, it's like, okay, Trump knows it came out of Wuhan lab. We knew that months ago. Why are we still sitting here acting like that's anything but the case?
Why isn't Fauci in handcuffs?
Yeah, exactly. And Alex, that's what I was going to get to next. You know, we've had rallies the last two Saturdays here in downtown Austin that were massive. Hundreds of people showed up. Today's is a little smaller. Still people out here. But, you know, I just can't even imagine sitting here and dealing with this any longer. You know, it's like, how much longer do we have to deal with Fauci telling us we have to take a vaccine? Bill Gates on CNN again last night. Oh, world has to stay in lockdown until we take a vaccine. I mean, when did we elect any of these guys? We didn't. Why are we?
Oh, the headline, Fauci says Tinder and Grindr are okay, sex apps, but we can't open any of the sporting events, maybe ever again. And he says we can't shake hands. He's a cult leader. He's a crazy man. I'm pissed.
Well, Alex, we don't have nearly as bad of a situation as
you're giving people's immunity by handshakes. The truth is 99% of the time you get good stuff, all the studies show. Sorry, go ahead. The more you touch people.
Right. And so this is the type of information that they're actually trying to keep under wraps. We're seeing YouTube and Twitter ban the videos of those California doctors saying, hey, this isn't working. It's now been discovered that Facebook has actually been doing the tracing application on their Facebook apps for a month now. And they've actually measured how many percentage of people have stayed in, not moved, versus how many percentage of people have been out on the streets moving. And the numbers where people stay in and don't leave their house is the numbers where we have the biggest outbreaks. New Jersey, New York. So all of this is coming.
Which is true. You stay herded inside, no light, it gets in the air conditioning, you're all scared, and your body just thinks you're supposed to die when you're all herded in the dark.
But notice what they're doing, Alex. This is the self-fulfilling prophecy. Oh, there's going to be another outbreak. Oh, it's going to be worse next season. Well, yeah, if they keep you locked inside all summer and you don't build your immune system up for the next season, yeah, it is going to come back and be worse. But that's by design.
Oh, of course. We always knew they were going to cycle it on and off, Ellen. We always knew it was never going to end. And now they're announcing it never ends. The medical tyranny's here, and Bill Gates tells you how to run your life because he runs the board. It's all the big eugenics foundations. It's very simple if our government wants to finally be an American government again to deal with this. Fauci and Gates and others need to be taken to the,
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
You're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow. We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Did we miss you, Mama?
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quick and Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get up off your ass. Stop this. I'm just saying, lead me, guide me, direct me. I'll do it. Take control. You can hear it. May intervene if they see people kissing. Fauci says don't ever shake hands again. It's all over. Your human era is over. The bubble police are here. Always told you the left wants to end the sexes, end the families, end it all. Here's another one. Sorry, we're clothed. Police shut down strip club that attempted to reopen as a restaurant with their clothes on. The majority of Brits uncomfortable about going to bars and restaurants. Yeah, one of the most radical, uncontrolled groups ever, after hundreds of years of brainwashing, are just ready to roll over and die. Canada, effective immediately. bans 1,500 types of assault weapons using the crisis to take the guns. Because you're all complying so well. That's a beta test for here. So just remember, bending over to all this is only going to make it worse. I'm going to go back to Owen Schroyer here. But, you know, Owen, you're like, okay, great. Trump says it came out of Wuhan. We already know that months ago. I understand, Owen, but it's like Force 10 from Navarone. When they blow up the dam and it doesn't just fall down right away, just give it a couple minutes, and it's going to collapse. It's got to have times the cracks to all form. We already have blown up a lot of their operations. They still launched their Disease X plan they already had ready, but now they're badly coordinated. They're not in full control. And I let's just say Bill Gates' dream is never going to get realized now. Now, it won't be comfortable for you and I, because you're going to have to replace me when they whack me or put me in prison soon, but it's okay. Just you have to be ready. Just double down, because it'll be death and destruction if you don't, Owen. So Trump's getting there. He can't scare people too much, but I mean, he's already getting us ready for war with China. Everybody ready to suit up for that? Because I mean, it's on. They're going to hit us with proxy wars. They're going to pull a bunch of stuff. Everybody ready? Because I mean, yeah. Look, we don't want to be slaves. It's going to be time to fight real soon.
I mean, America's response to Bill Gates and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has been pretty much full rejection. I mean, you can't even find a Bill Gates comment or video or post on social media anywhere without all the replies and comments just being total rejection. And so for him to just be flouting about like this in the face of total rejection, I think exposes so much of what's really behind this. And, you know, Alex, it's not that you know, I understand the measurements here. It's just, you know, for us to sit here and watch everything come down, and then instead of trying to patch it up, people just saying, yeah, you know, it's falling, and, you know, we'll figure it out later. Well, I don't want it to be total rubble, and then we're having to put up, you know, trying to figure out where all this rubble belongs. I mean, I'd like to save some of this now, and people are already
Owen, I agree with you, but here's what I'm saying. The left cities were already collapsing. Globalism was failing. They had to do this to try to get us to come to their aid when they collapse. And I think Mitch McConnell's right. No, blue cities and blue states, you don't get jack crap. Only the people that reopened and stood and passed the fear. People better be scared of the global depression is what I'm saying. I mean, have you seen the UN food director admitting 135 million are starving to death in 1 year? That's a real number, too, because Lord Mock did the numbers. A shutdown, a carbon tax cut of 50%. Would kill a billion people in 10 years. Well, this is way past that. Carbon output's way below 50% right now.
Of course, that's right along the Bill Gates depopulation plan. But, you know, Alex, we're just talking about one facet here today because I'm out here in Austin, Texas, with other Texans that just want to reopen Texas and
look
get
at
back
these children with American flags, thought criminals, not wearing their masks, not learning how to be panicked, fear-stricken idiots.
But this is one angle. I mean, Alex, it's all coming out now. You were covering earlier. I mean, just the total corruption in the James Comey FBI, the total corruption under Clapper and Brennan, all under Obama's watch. I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, this is total all-out attack against our republic and our country. And, you know, it's sad that we still have Americans going along with it. You know, Alex, it's really incredible. Even with the documents, the handwritten notes, the funeral directors, the doctors, the Project Veritas videos, all your reports coming true, it doesn't matter. These people never want to live in reality. Their desire to make us slaves and collapse America is more important and has more gravity than their desire.
And by the way, everybody's seeing the graphs. Even the New York Times has to admit it. They just suddenly, heart attacks and stroke and flu and homicide, that's all zero because they added all the numbers to COVID. I mean, it's just red-handed fraud.
And they admitted that. And now we're seeing why, because they're getting increased federal funding. The biggest outbreak is in New York City? Yeah, that's probably true. But guess what? The state of New York is broke. If they don't get a dime from the federal government, they don't have 10 cents. They don't have two nickels to rub together. So, yeah, Cuomo's sitting over here like, hey, we got a bad outbreak. We need funding. We need money. We need this. We need ventilators. And so that's the only source of funding they have. Illinois is broke. California is broke. You have people in California that can't even work right now. Governor Newsom just signed a $1 billion deal.
Hey, is that Shane Steiner right back there behind you? Does he change his hair? It looks like Shane, the guy with the... I don't mean to interrupt you, Owen, but who's that guy back there talking to the girl?
Oh, no, he's just a concerned citizen out here, just an American patriot.
Well, anyways, sorry, go back to Newsom. Yeah, saying no one can go to the beach when they admit that that's the number one thing, vitamin D. You go out there for like an hour, a couple of days, you basically can't get this. I mean, that's what the studies show. Maybe because we're made like plants to be in the sun. He's literally saying, no, all the beaches are closed, and I'm glad finally even liberal cities are saying no to that psychotic freaking demon, man.
Well, remember, we used to joke all the time, you know, if Trump found the cure for cancer, they would say, you know, Trump is bad. Well, it's not the cure for cancer, but there's been all these experimental treatments working for coronavirus. They say, oh, Trump is bad. Well, I mean, the same logic is applying to the economy right now. It's like we have all the numbers. The economic shutdown is going to be worse than the coronavirus. Why are you still going along with it? Because they want to see America collapse, Alex. And it's just like...
And they admit that. This is total treason against all of us individually. But listen, America has had its problems, but when we get overwhelmed, we tend to win. In fact, we always have. I think the Chi-Coms and the left have really bit off more than they could chew. I just think those of us at the tip of the spear have just got to get ready to do whatever we have to do. I want to just do it. We're committed. We're going to do it. And we're going to take whatever has to happen. But this is history right now, my friend.
Yeah, and it's just time. I mean, we saw what happened in Michigan yesterday, Alex. That's just like a hint. That's just like an inch of pulling the curtain back. They don't want to see that curtain pulled back, Alex.
Well, I tell you, they're really asking for it. I mean, they got us in a corner. They got us in a corner. That's all I can say. God bless you, Owen. You'll be back in studio coming up in about an hour or 2 hours or so with the War Room. Your co-host is facing prison time. He's about to be sent to prison, so he can't be with you. And Flynn's, of course, facing prison, totally innocent. Everybody else is facing prison. And a lot of other stuff's going on. So God bless you, my friend.
Thank you, Alex.
All right. He'll have a lot of excerpts of the rallies and the rest of it today. And I should be opening the phones up, but I have a Leo Zagami popping in about 15 minutes the next hour. But I'm going to be a good boy when we come back. I already did pretty good this hour. I'm going to cover a bunch of the stories we haven't hit, the newest stuff that's breaking. But this country is at war, and we need to start this war. And I just can't lay down. And I've said this a thousand times. I'll say it again. If we were getting conquered by something better, I'd join it. I'd be honest about it. I'd say, this is better. This is more pro-human. I like it, and I'm going to join this. This is not. This is the worst damn thing you could be on the planet. It's like, you couldn't, I'm serious, you couldn't stick my arms in a blender, man, and get me to sign on to one thing. You put a gun to my head. This is like so horrible. Like Bolsonaro comes out and goes, look at the World Health Organization. They put out their head group saying, have teachers masturbate newborn babies. It says 0 to 4, start the masturbation. That's pedophilia. That's the state touching your son and your daughter's genitals. And the media went, oh, Bolsonaro's crazy. It's not true. Well, yeah, it's sex education, and yeah, the teachers start when the baby's born stimulating their penis or clitoris. I mean, it says it in the report. It's pedophilia. And they go, oh, we're not doing that. Oh, we are doing that. These people are freaking pedophiles, man. They're vampires. They don't want to just screw your kids. They want to screw their innocence and suck them dry. And your child's first experience is going to be a nurse jerking them off. I mean, why not? They're injecting them with deadly poison. But they spun it. Oh, they're encouraging kids to be gay. Gay? The WHO report says that they will start masturbating newborn babies. I didn't even plug this hour. Stuff's so intense. If you don't get storable food now, you're insane. Almost everybody else doesn't have it or is lying to you. We have it. Get your orders in now. They may have to suspend sales soon. But you get your order and you get it. And krill oil's back in stock. And X2's back in stock, all 50% off. And we've got the organic since the oil ends out there. Whatever. I'll be right back with the third hour. Ton of news. Stay with us.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.